Larry Crowder's main focus is to allow airports to increase the current cap on the so-called passenger facility charge that's remained at the same level, $4.50, for almost 20 years. He says a target price of $8.50 per passenger is the new goal. Crowder says that charge can go for specific types of improvements coordinated between airports, the FAA, and the airlines, and gives some examples of how the fee has been used at the Spokane airport.
Constructing a snow removal equipment storage and maintenance building, various improvements to the terminal buildings. We just renovated and put in new elevators from the old parking garage. That was done with passenger facility charges. We have upcoming projects to rehabilitate our roofs and windows and things, energy efficiency projects. So all of those types of things for us are projects that directly benefit the passengers who use the airport.
Crowder points out that the airport does not receive any taxpayer funds from the city or county. The airport CEO says if the cap is not increased, the airport plans to use bonds to finance those improvement projects, which will dramatically increase the overall price because of the interest.
It puts our payback period out almost 38 years for the projects that we want to do to improve the terminal building today. So an 18-year-old person coming into our terminal building is going to be paying for those same projects when they're 56 years old.
Larry Crowder says he believes the fact a hearing was held in the U.S. House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure indicates there is an acknowledgement that user fees may be the only way the United States can deal with certain types of infrastructure problems. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.